Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
5 o'clock hour, Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman, old school. Once again, brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese, special ingredients, the butcher shop. I will tell you, the butcher shop is a smoker or grill master's heaven. And then obviously over at the restaurant is obviously good vibes and good people over there. So make sure take yourself, loved one, or your family over there to partake in the butcher shop, or was it Casa Bovina? Casa Bovina. And, you know, have a good time over there. And they have a great menu as well. So, you know, moving on, when you look at the college football playoffs, obviously it seems like, as exciting as it was to have 12 teams, you finally got the final two. Some was drama filled, some was blowouts. There will be adjustments. I think the best part of the two teams, which is Notre Dame and Ohio State in the final game, is that there isn't a SEC team in there. So I was glad that Texas lost. And probably, you know, the two teams that probably, you know, playing the best during this stretch. And so it'll be interesting how the game goes. Obviously, Ohio State was able to beat Texas. It was probably a more aesthetically pleasing game, you know. You know, obviously a lot of athletes. I mean, I think Ohio State was the better team. I was a little bit surprised on Texas with their lack of ability to, I wouldn't say control the line of scrimmage, win some on the line of scrimmage. They got pretty dominated there. And that's with their cornerback having a pretty good game against Jeremiah Smith, which probably just increases draft stock by about two rounds. He's a new coming of Lester Hayes. But, you know, I think Texas had their chances, but I think also Texas knew that Ohio State was the better team. And it's interesting of the past of these two coaches that are going to coach this game, right? We have Marcus Freeman, where people, both alumni and pundits, were after they lost to Northern Illinois, they should be fired, would be fired at the end of the season. By the end of the season, I was thinking that he was gone just based on how Notre Dame operates. And then you have Ryan Day, who, yeah, it was for me, not knowing that he had a $27 million buyout, I was surprised that he was able to survive, you know, after that Michigan loss, the way they lost. But more importantly, get this team to buy back in and to then play their best football. And so you have two coaches that were on the brink, and I'm sure it's very, very, very stressful being a coach in general. Being on the brink of potentially, I won't say maybe losing their jobs, but a lot of a stressful offseason, have their teams in championship game.
Yeah, this is the part of the year where I get confused about what the priority and focus is.
With the Ohio State and
with all of these playoff and big bowl game coaches and programs, NFL playoffs, it's the same story. I'm just not sure what the focus is, right? For those coaches, can you be in the Final Four for men's basketball and be on the hot seat as a coach?
Not if
did
you're
Kevin Keats do it last year.
Well, but not if, well, I mean, no, because he was ready to go. Like that was, yeah, like,
I mean, well, I don't think
doesn't strike you as weird that
I don't think neither one on the hot seat right now. But they were on the hot seat at some point in time during the season. I mean,
I'm good with you saying a coach has to get to the Final Four of the Grade Eight in basketball in order for you to be satisfied with the program. That's a Duke thing, right? That's a Carolina thing. That's an Indiana thing. They're not happy. Arizona, there's probably eight programs where if you're in basketball, if you don't make the Final Four or the Great Eight or Sweet 16, people are really upset. In football, we've forgotten, even in expanding to 12. First of all, when you talk about the 12 teams that made the playoff, they're all successful programs. They're all successful programs. Mm-hmm. Like, and if you're finding yourself not satisfied as a program with somebody who made, you're one of the last 12 teams to play, or the last six teams, or last four teams, you got to figure out some stuff. Like, we're getting a little too crazy.
Well, it's the whole thing of looking at what somebody else is doing is appealing, but then also it is also a reflection of your coach. I will tell you that Ohio State Michigan game, when you lose that game that many, and first of all, you lose how he lost, you in trouble. Like, it straight up.
I mean, well, that's you just, lost to a cheater.
No, you no, lost. No, you lost. Well, he was the number one. He was the ringleader. He kept his job. He just had staying powers. Right. Shamar Murray, he said, listen, I'm going to get this $6 million. I can handle that, right? Losing that game, being a three score favorite, that puts you on the hot seat. But I also think you're right where you have, like, James, in particular, James Franklin, yeah. Right? Where, you know, James Franklin, now he fired his two coordinator. Well, he fired the offensive coordinator last year. Manny Diaz got a head coaching job.
And lost his DC today.
So when you're losing coaches like that, you're actually, you're doing a good job because you're putting them in positions to go and obviously to bigger things. That does affect your program. But I also think there's circumstances around Penn State year in and year out. It used to be, okay, we're in the Big Ten East. If we don't upset one of the Blue Bloods, which is essentially Ohio State and Michigan, well, we can't get into the Big Ten Championship. Well, you got into the Big Ten Championship this year, and you had a great schedule. You still didn't get it done. You need a better players at quarterback. You go get the second-ranked overall quarterback, you can't complete a pass. Those are the things that probably put you a little – I don't think James Franklin is anywhere near on the hot seat. Those are the ones that where it makes it a little bit uncomfortable. It's no different in the pros. And I think it's ignorant for people. And I think it's easy, work or whatever you want to call it, to sit up there and say Mike Tomlin should be fired just because he just lost yesterday.
Saturday? Really weird.
And some of it, though, is how you lost. And that's where I keep talking about it. And I know you guys aren't really understanding what I'm saying. When you have some of those younger players that are living off of the past player's success, you will get trounced like that. Because they don't know what it means.
If it's so, these are the Fighting Foremans,
right?
And you go through a year where you're competing for the division title, right? Which means you're having successes in the season, right? You're having some success. It's not. It doesn't have to be ideal because ideal doesn't work in the NFL. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work in the Final Four of college football. That's why we don't have any perfect teams this year. Right? A perfect team got their head kicked in. Right. You as the leader of the team, because of your greatness, the production that you've already figured out, the effectiveness, all the rules of management, all the assessment of talent, being able to game plan, all those things, that didn't go away because you had a three score loss yesterday.
Yeah,
and you're certainly not going to stand pat and go, well, that was okay.
Let's run it back.
Let's not get better.
Now, if Mike Tomlin says I want to run it back with my offensive coordinator, then I was like, yeah, you probably need to, you know, exit stage left. Now, here's the funny thing about it, and I keep going back to my point. So up until two games ago, Pittsburgh had beat Baltimore 9 times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
9 times in a row. Okay? That's with and without Lamar Jackson. 9 times in a row. So here's the deal. And they beat him obviously once with Derrick Henry in this new offense. So they have recent success. But before like the last 9th victory, there's young guys on that roster benefiting off of what guys that aren't even playing there have done. So they think they beat the Ravens 8-9 times in a row. You ain't. So when you go out there and you're making conscious choices, when you hear Cam Hayward says we need to play with better leverage and play with hands, the guys up top are seeing that. You're playing. You can't play on edges against the Ravens, and you can't not play physical. That has nothing to do with Mike Tomlin. You are a professional. That means you show up and play like a pro. You play professional sports, so you're labeled a professional. How you act makes you a pro. How you play makes you a pro. When they say practice like a pro, that's what it is. Don't be a jag off in practice. If you're not supposed to take a guy quarterback to the ground, do not take the quarterback to the ground. If you're supposed to not, you know, do something in practice, then don't do it. That, if you're supposed to be somewhere on time, be somewhere on time. That's the difference when you think about where people could possibly get on the hot seat because of how it looks. Now, with James Franklin, I'd probably say, you know, for him, he's on a little bit on the hot seat. I would have some conversations. All right, explain to me what happened. We are the more talented team. We are the more physical team against Notre Dame. What exactly happened?
Okay, that's where I circle it. Austin and I were talking that there's the breakdown of five star, four star.
I don't care about that.
When you say more talented,
yeah,
a lot, your vision of talent versus the layperson who's
they're looking
like
at
there's
stuff.
A lot of media folks talking about talent and saying, well, Notre Dame's not as talented as Penn State. Wait a minute.
They are.
Wait
they
a minute.
Are, but they aren't as, if like person to person, Penn State is significantly more seasoned, means they've been playing longer. Mm-hmm. So that means they're actually more talented right now because they've been developed longer and they are better and deeper in the roster.
Apparently not. Because if you saw them play, it looked a little different.
No, well, I saw Penn State run that ball up and down the field at will.
And then
coaching got in the way.
Okay. So if you tell me that that was a coaching thing, that's not a talent thing.
That's what the conversation I'm having with him. I'm saying we are the more talented team, so what happened?
I'm going to say this. Everybody in the Final Four
is talented.
Is talented.
Yeah.
All the coaches in the Final Four
are good coaches.
Really good coaches.
Right.
Sometimes a talented person wets the bed. Sometimes they do in a critical moment. In a critical moment. And it's the most human thing that happens. What you hope is you accept the lesson and go, you know what? It just wasn't my day. I've got to get better. I can't do the thing that I did. Drew Aller is smarter today than he was a week ago. 100%. He's looked at film. And he's seen things about himself that he has to accept and get better at. But
those are the same things he's been doing. So then that's why I'm going to come back to the same conversation.
But has he though?
Oh, yeah. Did you see him last year against Ohio State?
He's a 53-9 guy.
But did you see him at Ohio State last year?
I saw him against everybody last year.
Okay, and he did the same thing in this game.
So
the NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In 90% of his games, he's the best quarterback on the field.
Right. But I need you to be fair. I need you to play like it. I do not care about DP.
Nobody plays at 100%. We're asking people to coach and play at 100% when it doesn't happen.
It's not about 100%. That right there, You can go get a dude at Division III.
No, you can't.
Bro.
No, you can't.
Listen.
No, you can't.
Oh, yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. I can get the dude from South Dakota State to do that. I can guarantee you that. I can find a dude that can't hit a broadside of the barn anywhere in the nation. You are paid now. So then, therefore, the justification of it is out the door.
I do not care about what you earned.
Yes, he did. But you didn't play like it.
He earned the right to make that mistake.
Hold on, DP, hold on. We're playing for championships, man.
100%. So
there is no earning.
So that, means one quarterback and one coach get it right. Everybody else.
No, but you cannot play. Hold on. You cannot, as a four-star and potential number one draft choice, step out there under any circumstances, whether you're Drew Aller or Sam Darnold, and perform like that when your job. Now it's not. This is not. You're not a student athlete anymore.
I don't buy into that. Today's payment situation dictates how we judge players playing. Tom Brady, when he was at Michigan, wasn't the dude he is now. Right. I'm not putting Drew Aller in the first round simply because there are some people who like Drew Aller.
But you're not. But hold on. The NFL did.
No, they didn't.
Oh, yeah, they were. First of all, if he played good, yes. If they won that game, he out the door.
Does the NFL get it right?
No.
But
that's not the point. I'm not sitting up here. It's just because you're the starter doesn't mean that you get leeway to play that bad. You can have a bad game.
Have you made mistakes?
I've never played in a big game horrible. I got factual evidence. There is no way for a quarterback to play like that.
You played at a Hall of Fame level at the University of Nebraska. You led the NFL in tackles.
Sure.
And you would say to a man, you could look at your film and go, Jay, there are certain plays that you should have been better at.
Right.
And nobody would say.
But when the ball goes that way and he has the ball, I'm not going that way.
I can't. I will not devalue the 174 tackles you made.
Sure.
For two that you missed.
That's
your
DP.
You're both things. You're both players.
He was horrible.
Let's just take the Band-Aid off.
You watched the same game I watched. I know that you're trying to be there, but let's just be honest. And it's not all his fault, though, because I also think as a coordinator, and I said the same thing about Kevin O'Connell, when you are looking at your quarterback, first of all, Kevin O'Connell has a better view than the assistant coordinator in the wherever he's at, probably upstairs.
Yeah.
Because he's seeing him when he's running off the field.
And he's having the conversation about what do you see, what we expect.
And you're not putting Drew Aller in a position and other players. And I'm going to tell you how also the coach didn't put him in a position. Okay, a crucial third down, right? You got to think bodies and players. That's what you're saying. Remember we said we got to get a player back on schedule or a plan. So if a plan is to get back on schedule, okay, who is their best player besides Abdul Carter? Warren. Okay, on third down, you call a play. Essentially, they're like two in routes, and you don't throw it to Warren against the little peewee corner. You don't make that a priority.
Terrible decision.
Right. No, but it's the play call. It's the design, though, because you're going to throw it to where the blitz comes from. So you're going to have Warren at number one. So he's essentially gone.
Option one, he rolled out. He took the out and up.
Right.
But Aller wasn't patient enough to wait for the up to run free. He could have thrown him to green.
Again, it's a third quarter play. You got Warren out at number one. You got the two receivers on the inside. Everybody running in breaking routes.
Yep.
You're not going to throw against the inside blitz out to number one. So now you just eliminated by scheme. So this has nothing to do with Drew Aller by his by where he's at. So now you just eliminated him.
Yeah.
So now you put your quarterback in a worse position.
Yes.
And then you didn't scheme anything up that you hadn't done for weeks on head with 10 days to do it, to get your number one option more touches and more realistic chances where he can be effective.
Oh, I 100% agree.
But then on top of it, when it came to Drew Aller, first of all, Drew Aller couldn't
that was a terrible read. He had two layups available face side. Right. So literally, if he opens himself up to his sideline, he has options. And I didn't like taking your best player, putting him outside the numbers, and then giving them an extra defender in the sideline against your best player.
It was a perfect storm for a player like Drew Aller, who has shown, and you got to know your players. He has shown, not that not to saying that like it comes down to, but as a quarterback, one of the biggest things that Riley Leonard did that Drew Aller didn't do, and maybe it's because he had to work with less at Duke and going to Notre Dame and working with more. So he's actually has recent history. So it's not like out of his system, is that he played steady. He didn't do much. He took a look, you know, if the play looked like he was getting 5 yards, he'd take five. Austin's open, I'll throw it to you.
Yeah.
He kept them in the game when they were getting dominated. And what Penn State didn't do, when they had it down 10-0, and they start clock watching, and then you let the backup quarterback come off the bench and walk the ball down the field, you knew you were in trouble.
Which we saw against Boise State. Penn State's up 14-0. They just drop the snap. Boise gets right back in it. They're in a dogfight all the way to the end of the game. Right.
Like, here's my point wasn't so much against your point. It's that we in general,
right,
spend a lot of time criticizing the moment rather than assessing all the moments.
Yeah.
And it's easy to say, Drew Aller sucks. Nope.
No, he played horrible.
James Franklin sucks. No, he doesn't. You can tell me that Penn State is more talented on the field, but I can tell you that in the games that I win coaching against more talented teams, I love those games because, quite frankly, they were more talented. Yeah. But guess what? We didn't beat ourselves, and we didn't help them beat us.
So it lessened the talent gap. But here's what I'll tell you this. To Drew Aller's defense, I think I felt like the first two drives against Boise, I was like, okay, he's actually exercising the moment.
Do you still think he's the number one?
Number draft?
First round draft pick.
No, he's not. Not maybe in a couple of years.
First round draft.
And it's just no, I mean, I think talent wise he is.
If he came out this year with the crew that was there.
No.
And then if he doesn't come out this year, I'm not sure there's a laundry list of round one quarterbacks coming back next year.
The best thing for him to do is, and it's also on the coaches, you got to get him some better receivers and a little bit more forward. It's kind of like Pittsburgh. You got to get a little bit more.
It's the same recruiting.
I'm saying your schematics, it'll help him. But also think Drew Aller played pretty dang good against Boise State, but Boise State is not Notre Dame. The problem I have with Drew Aller is you're in a big game.
Yeah.
And even when you're throwing swing passes, bro, you are off.
It was tough. It was tough.
And so that's the issue. And then plus, I think when you get into those spaces and look, I will tell you, I'm sure he heard it. I'm sure there's no way that he didn't if I play good this game, I could go to the pros because it definitely was an option because God forbid the NFL does not want to pick Cam Ward number one and they don't want to pick Travis Hunter number one and they sure do not want to pick Shedeur Sanders number one. Mm-hmm. And they
Abdul Carter, come on down.
Exactly. They don't want to do it. They would like to pick Drew Aller, I think it's one of the things that
do we not know history that when you make those decisions, they do not play out well? Like, just take the best player and go with what works. There's not a player on the board being taken in the top 10 who doesn't have some luggage. Not one. Not one. There's no perfect player.
Yeah, nobody's perfect.
So.
Not picking people number one, primarily for being on the field. I remember. Listen, I think we picked David Carr, didn't pick Julius Peppers.
Hey, say what you say.
We didn't pick Julius Peppers. I will never forget this.
Say what you say.
I will never forget this because this is back when Julius Peppers had like cornrows, right?
Yeah.
This is when you like, oh, God forbid you have cornrows, and everybody thought if you know Julius Peppers, he's the most unassuming.
He is the most alien
looking human being out there, being 6'7", 270 and runs a 4.5 or whatever.
Yeah.
They like, we can't have you. You got cornrows. And so, dude's going to be, he retired and had when he had 14. Yeah. Like, all right, I'm done playing. I'm going to go just hang it.
Yeah. I just think, I don't know. The moment people say that they're not making winning decisions, you're not making a decision to win football games, basketball games.
You see
games,
the Giants GM on Hard Knocks?
Yeah, he told you everything you need to hear.
And then he went, the best part is, before we go to break, he called the one dude up, said, I need you to take a pay cut. This is the funny thing about the NFL, though. These dudes, the dude signed him in the offseason. I think it was like $2 million or so, whatever it was, right? 1 year, $2 million. Fully guaranteed. So that means you sought him out as a free agent. For whatever reason, whether you want to play young dudes or not, you called him and said, I need you to take a pay cut. Who going to do that? Why? Albert, like when Mike Shanahan asked Albert Haynesworth to take a pay cut. No. Well, then you call him. And
like, you take a pay cut.
Then you did, coach? Right? You the one let Saquon go.
Coach?
Right? Well, then you tell his agent, don't pay this month's rent because I'm going to get him out of here. But then here's the best part. So if you know you're going to cut him at the end of the month or by, you know, the next month, then you start him for three games? Yeah, right?
And that was my point, is that so many people who are making decisions are making bad decisions for bad reasons.
Now, I don't know if he had gotten in trouble. I don't know what the dynamics were. All I know is you played the dude after you called it. Like,
but here's the thing. If you can't assess that your team needs Saquon Barkley on it, you shouldn't be deciding nothing about who's on your team. Because you are terrible at football. That was terrible. But, you know, and I have to be clear. I have to be the same dude and say I can't blame him everything for just because of what happened with Barkley. But to hear what he said about Daniel Jones and to hear what he said, I mean, you can go, there's a laundry list of guys. And at every turn in his offseason, he made the wrong decision.
But then with Daniel Jones, he's like, oh, we're paying him $40 million. Then you cut him after 6 weeks.
Boy, you just, man.
You atta at that boy. At that point, you knew you won.
Atta boy. Right? Atta boy. Atta boy, Giants.
Were you in the playoff race? No. So why would you cut him? I obviously for the injury. But anyways, we'll take a quick break. Come back. We'll be right back.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.